Many scientists believe that life ends at death. On the other hand, many religious people believe that when the body dies, the soul goes to heaven or hell. Still others look to the resurrection as their only hope. Think of all the billions of humans who have ever lived. Was there a purpose for them? Will they have a future hope? What is the truth? Is there life after death? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, is there life after death? And now, Richard Ames.
Greetings to all our friends around the world. When we experience a prosperous life, we may seldom ask the deeper questions such as, is there life after death? But when tragedy strikes a family or a nation, some begin to question whether there truly is a just God. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis have killed thousands. On December 26, 2004, the Sumatra earthquake triggered a tsunami that killed more than 220,000 across South Asia. 30 years ago, on July 28, 1976, more than 240,000 died in the Tangshan earthquake in northeast China. More than 30,000 Indonesian children lost their lives in last year's Sumatra earthquake and the tsunami that followed. Thousands who survived lost their parents. What will happen to all those who died in the Sumatra tragedy and in other tragic historic disasters? Did dead victims continue to live in another world? Is there really life after death? On today's program, we'll answer that question, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet titled, Is This the Only Day of Salvation? This booklet will give you comfort and encouragement from your own Bible, and it'll give you hope for the future. There is hope for your deceased loved ones. Be sure to write down the address and phone number to order your free copy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. What do most people believe about life after death? The Barna Research Group describes the views of Americans on this subject. Quote, belief in life after death, like the existence of God, is widely embraced. 8 out of 10 Americans, 81%, believe in an afterlife of some sort. Another 9% said life after death may exist, but they were not certain. Just 1 out of every 10 adults, 10%, contend that there is no form of life after one dies on earth. In all, 76% believe that heaven exists, while nearly the same proportion said that there is such a thing as hell, 71%. End of quote. Can you really know what happens after death? Or must we accept traditional beliefs and educated guesses? The Barna Research Group reports that beliefs vary according to educational background. Quote, education and income are negatively correlated with belief in heaven and hell. In other words, the more educated a person gets or the more income they earn, the less likely they are to believe that heaven or hell exists. End of quote. Not only do Americans strongly believe in traditional concepts of the afterlife, but as Barna reports, quote, new perceptions about the hereafter are being grafted into the traditional perspectives. For instance, nearly 1 in 5 adults, 18%, now contends that people are reincarnated after death. And 1/3 of Americans, 34%, believe that it is possible to communicate with others after their death, end of quote. On what do these Americans base their belief? On the Bible? Or on religious tradition, feelings, or cultural assumptions? Many religious people say they read the Bible, but do they really understand it? Do they study the Word of God and believe the truth? Let's see what the Bible really teaches. What the Bible teaches is quite different from traditional beliefs. You may be surprised. There are 2 chapters in your Bible that clearly explain our real hope and our future after death. That's 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. The Apostle Paul wants us to know the truth about the resurrection. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. This is a very important passage. First of all, notice that the Apostle Paul refers to death as asleep. He does not describe dead Christians as being active or alive in heaven. They are asleep or dead until the coming of Christ, his second coming. Now let's continue in verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Notice again that the resurrection takes place at Christ's second coming, as it says in verse 16, with the trumpet of God. That's the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet described in the book of Revelation. Notice also, this is very important, the same verse, verse 16, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. True Christians who have died are not resurrected until Christ returns. Those of us who are alive when Christ returns will join those faithful saints who have been dead all these centuries and millennia, now resurrected to receive the promised gift of eternal life. That is what all genuine Christians look forward to. The resurrection is the hope of a Christian. At one time, the Apostle Paul was being judged and examined by the Jerusalem Sanhedrin. Paul made the resurrection the major issue. He spoke to the assembly of both Pharisees and Sadducees. You can read about this confrontation in Acts 23. Acts 23 and verse 6. For when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am being judged. Was Paul saying that he would go to heaven when he died? Absolutely not. Paul was looking forward to the resurrection from the dead at the return of Christ. Read it in your own Bible. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul spoke of his faith in Christ and his future goal of the resurrection. Philippians 3 and verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. My friends, as shocking as it may sound, the Bible teaches that when one dies, he or she remains dead until the resurrection. The Apostle Paul did not say, if by any means I may attain heaven the moment I die. Notice that Paul refers to deceased Christians as those who sleep in Jesus, as we read in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14. Sleep is used here as a metaphor for death. But surely, there must be some sinners right now being tormented in an ever-burning hellfire? The shocking answer, as we will see, is absolutely not. You need to study into this subject. 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4 reveal that faithful Christians will be in the first general resurrection when Christ returns. He's not returned yet, but that day is fast approaching. Be sure to listen to Roderick Meredith's program next week titled, Time is Running Out. My friends, let's understand. Throughout the Bible, both Old and New Testaments, there are many examples of individual resurrections from the dead to physical life. But the most important is the resurrection to immortality. There are three general resurrections described in the Bible. We'll continue with our discussion of those resurrections later in the program. But first, I'd like to offer you an amazing free booklet titled, Is This the Only Day of Salvation? Is there life after death? This booklet will answer that question from the Bible. and it will give you the inspiring truth concerning the multitudes of people now in their graves. What will happen to the billions of human beings who have never known the true God? What will happen to those who have never accepted any form of Christianity? Are they doomed to burn in hell forever? The surprising truth of your Bible gives hope for the masses of humanity and some of your relatives and friends that were supposedly lost forever. This free booklet will give you the biblical references about the White Throne Judgment and the resurrections. So call or write today. Just ask for the booklet on salvation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the Bible refers to death as a sleep. And we saw that the very hope of a Christian is the promised resurrection from the dead. That resurrection takes place at the return of Jesus Christ. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, is called the faith chapter. Here are the heroes and heroines of faith. Did they go to heaven the moment they died? Let's read Hebrews 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. As we saw earlier, when Christ returns, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive at that time will join them in this first general resurrection. Now notice Hebrews 11, verse 39. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Faithful deceased Christians are waiting in the grave. They're waiting for the return of Christ in the first resurrection, the resurrection to immortality. Let's understand one important truth. We do not already have immortality. It is a gift from God. Just read Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice that the Scripture does not state the wages of sin is immortal life in hellfire. The wages of sin is not immortal life, but death, the absence of life. If you already have an immortal soul, if you already have eternal life, then you don't need it as a gift from God. My friends, a soul can die. The prophet Ezekiel tells us in Ezekiel 18, verse 4, the soul who sins shall die. The Hebrew word for soul is nephesh, which means physical or natural life. And the same word nephesh also refers to animal life in Genesis 1, verse 21. The Barna Research Group reported that, quote, a large majority of Americans, 79%, agreed with the statement, quote, every person has a soul that will live forever, either in God's presence or absence, end of quote. I'm sorry, my friends, but 79% of Americans disagree with the Bible on that point. Now, what does the New Testament tell us about souls? Turn in your Bible to Matthew 10, verse 28, where Jesus is speaking. Matthew 10 and verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, or Gehenna fire. Do you believe your Bible? Do you believe what Jesus said? God is able to destroy, yes, destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Now, the Bible does teach that there is a human spirit, the spirit in man mentioned in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11, for example. But that is not an immortal soul. There are many other scriptures that demonstrate that one does not have an immortal soul. As God inspired the prophet Ezekiel to state, the soul who sins shall die. Our sin has earned us, you and me, the death penalty. But God sent His Son to pay that penalty so we can be reconciled to God, redeemed by God. Now we can walk in a new way of life and have a new relationship with our Creator. What do you need to do? On the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, when the New Testament church began, Peter's audience asked the same question. Turn in your Bible to Acts 2 and verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Perhaps you or some member of your family has come to see the need for turning your life around. Some of you have studied along with Tomorrow's World for some time, and you may be ready to commit your life to Christ and the teachings of the Bible. We have ministers in many regions around the world who are available to counsel with you at your convenience and in a location you would like. Or perhaps you have questions you would like to ask. Just call the number on the screen, and a minister of Jesus Christ will make himself available to answer your questions. In Romans, the 6th chapter, we learn that when you are baptized, all your sins are forgiven. Then you walk in a new life, with the power of the Holy Spirit to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, as it tells us in 2 Peter 3:18. Faithful Christians will be in the first resurrection. Multitudes of faithful Christians are now in the grave, awaiting the return of Christ. Now let's understand, every dead person is awaiting a resurrection. The Bible reveals that there are three general resurrections. In the remainder of the program, we'll briefly discuss the three general resurrections. Yes, there is life after death, but life is restored only in the resurrection. The first general resurrection from the dead is to immortal life. This is the resurrection that takes place when Christ returns. God will give faithful Christians the awesome gift of eternal, immortal life at that time. The Bible shows there's an order to the resurrections. Christ's individual resurrection is an example for all of us. But when does the first general resurrection take place? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21. "For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits. Afterward, those who are Christ's at His coming." Yes, faithful saints and Christians who are dead are waiting in their graves. They are waiting for the first general resurrection and the return of Christ. But what happens to the billions of humans who never converted to Christianity? Are they burning in hell right now? No, they are not. Your Bible teaches that everyone who has died, with the exception of Jesus Christ, is still dead. Those people who never had their minds open to true Christianity will be in the white throne judgment. They will be in the second general resurrection. This is a resurrection to judgment, and it's a resurrection to physical life. Revelation 19 describes the return of Jesus Christ. He and His heavenly armies conquer all those who fight Him at His coming. Satan is bound up for 1,000 years, and the glorified, resurrected, immortalized saints will rule with Christ here on this earth for 1,000 years. Revelation 20 and verse 4. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Then we read a parenthetical statement. "But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The first resurrection, as it's called, is for the saints, faithful Christians. But if there's a first resurrection, there's also a second resurrection. That second general resurrection is also called the white throne judgment. And we'll learn more about that in the final part of our program. In the White Throne Judgment, billions of humans will, for the first time, have their minds open to the Bible and the awesome reality of God's truth. Our free booklet covers this subject in more detail than we have time on this program. It's titled, Is This the Only Day of Salvation? What will happen to the billions of human beings who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ? Are they doomed to burn in hell forever? The surprising truth of your Bible gives hope for the masses of humanity whom God allowed to be spiritually blinded. You need to understand God's plan of salvation and the White Throne Judgment. You can read more about this awesome period of time called the White Throne Judgment in this inspiring booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free eye-opening booklet, Is This the Only Day of Salvation? This free booklet will give you the biblical references for your study of the resurrections and the White Throne Judgment. Just ask for the booklet on salvation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issue. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
As we've seen, the second general resurrection takes place after the millennium. The famous historian Edward Gibbon pointed out that the first century church believed in the millennial rule of Christ on earth and the great general resurrection after the millennium. Here's what he wrote in The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Quote, "The ancient and popular doctrine of the millennium was intimately connected with the second coming of Christ. As the works of the creation had been finished in 6 days, their duration in their present state, according to a tradition which was attributed to the prophet Elijah, was fixed to 6,000 years. By the same analogy, it was inferred that this long period of labor and contention, which was now almost elapsed, would be succeeded by a joyful Sabbath of 1,000 years, and that Christ, with a triumphant band of saints and the elect, who had escaped death, or who had been miraculously revived, would reign upon earth till the time appointed for the last and general resurrection." That's from Volume 1, Chapter 15, page 403. Yes, as Gibbon points out, the first century church, the apostolic church, believed the saints would rule with Christ for 1,000 years. Then the general resurrection to judgment would take place. The resurrection to life is the first resurrection. The resurrection to judgment is the second resurrection. So is there hope for the billions of humans who never converted to Christianity? Yes, there is hope. Revelation, the 20th chapter, Revelation 20, verse 11. "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God." This is the second general resurrection, a resurrection to physical life, not eternal life. "And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books." The Greek word for books is biblion. The good news is that the books, or the Bible, are open to the understanding of the masses of people for the first time. The book of life is finally open to those resurrected in the White Throne Judgment, as we see in Revelation 20 and verse 12. This will be their first genuine opportunity to really learn the truth. This is not a second chance, as some may like to call it. All human beings will be held accountable for their actions and their thoughts. But this will be their first time for many to see their sins. They'll have the opportunity to repent of their sins and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Sadly, there'll be individuals who will reject God's grace and salvation. They'll refuse to repent of their sins and accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Some have already become incorrigibly evil. But God will not allow human beings to suffer for all eternity in a state of bitterness, hate, and rebellion. He will destroy them in the lake of fire. Notice this very sobering statement in Revelation 21 and verse 7. Revelation 21 and verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The third resurrection is the resurrection to eternal punishment and destruction in the lake of fire. God is just. He states in Hebrews 10 and verse 30, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." The wicked will be tormented as they stand before the lake of fire. Then all the wicked will be cast into the lake of fire and burned up. They will live no longer. As it tells us in Romans 6, 23, "For the wages of sin is death," that's eternal death, "but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God has an awesome plan for all humanity. His plan is sure and wonderful. Everyone, including many non-Christians, will have a genuine opportunity to respond to the true gospel, to surrender to their Savior, Jesus Christ, and to be a part of God's family for all eternity. The Barna Research Group reported that, quote, "One in every four adults, 24%, admitted that they have no idea what will happen after they die," end of quote. You need to know the truth. Our booklet, "Is This the Only Day of Salvation?" is vital to understanding life after death. Be sure to request your free copy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwin, and I will continue to share with you Bible prophecy for our time, the true teachings of Jesus, and the great plan and purpose the Creator has for all of us. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.